Why, hello there, my little sweeties, my little love muffins from all around the big blue world. This is your hostess, Miss Tiffany Morgan, calling to you live from Kingston, Ontario, Canada, the home of limestone and the home to me, Miss Tiffany Morgan. That's right. Hello, sweeties. Hello. I have a really great program for you today. And I don't have much time. We gotta get right into it right now. So I don't know if you know who Hillary Yes is, but she will tell you who she is as well. But I will tell you, she is... I hope to call her a personal friend. We've hung out here at Sweet Pea Studios. We've known each other over the years and stuff like that. We've been able to hang out and stuff like that. But I want to be able to hang out with her more because she's coming to Kingston. Anyway, I'll leave that for my little interview with Hillary Yes. So please welcome to the program, Hillary Yes. Hello, Sweeties, and welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany, with me, Tiffany Morgan, and...
It's the one and only Hillary Yass back again for the second time.
And hopefully many, many more times to come, Hillary Yass. Oh my God. I just love seeing your vibrant face.
Thank you. I bathe in the blood of children that I slaughtered, you know, and dance in the moonlight like a pagan witch. Oh my God. I feel like I'm turning into Jinx Monsoon day by day, you know.
Wait, you have the ukulele.
Oh, she does. Oh, that bleep. She comes in with her little lava U. That's the expensive version of what I have. I got the cheap one. And I knew exactly the ukulele she came in on All Stars with. And I was like, how dare she show off her money like that when me, poor little old, bought it on Amazon. Also, I don't think she can play it. She literally knows G and C. I mean, gosh. But she's trying to brand. I bet she's gonna try to be better at it or something, but it's not happening.
Not happening, no. So Hillary.
No, you know what? I just tugged my line. I just was tugging my line and I noticed that it wasn't fully in the socket. You know, when you tug your line and it just doesn't really quite get in, you know.
Yes, you gotta love
it. I won't
that.
Do this hand gesture anymore, I promise. I know. Okay. This is a PG environment.
Yes, you know, public radio and all.
I'm just excited that you have to bleep me when I swore a minute ago. I'm very excited to hear the bleeps.
I have no idea how I'm gonna do that. But anyway,
we'll use chicken sounds, just like burr.
Do I have the budget for chicken sounds? Do just I have a rubber chicken? I need to buy a rubber chicken. That's exactly right. You have a rubber chicken, don't you?
I have several. what good camp queen does not have a rubber chicken? Come on.
Well, you mentioned...
You're not. Oh. You're a glamorous gal.
Tiffany Morgan, a glamour gal?
Tiffany Morgan, Kingston's only glamour gal. Purveyor of Jas Morgan's fine beauty products.
Yeah, it's just made from the placentas.
Yeah.
It's just all those, you know, those cells, those
those little stem cells and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Fun. Really fun rubbing placenta on your face. Love it. Love that for you.
And we were talking about we're talking about Hocus Pocus 2. And looking at those three witches, you're like, there was a lot of placenta put onto those faces, if not a little stretching,
you know,
on the rack.
I think the funnest part, though, and you probably agree, is that, like, Bette Midler aged into her role. She doesn't need the aging up makeup anymore, so she looks identical. Everyone's like, she looks the same. It's because she's now the correct age. But, you know, poor old Sarah, Jessica, she, you know, and Kathy, she's lost a lot of weight since she last played this character. Did you see her on the Roombas?
No, I did see, so spoiler alerts, we're talking about Hocus Pocus 2, which is not out yet. But, yeah, there was a little clip that I saw of a Roomba, because in the original movie, she ended up taking a vacuum cleaner.
Yes!
To fly on her broomstick, right?
Yeah.
And now she's on the Roomba. I figured she was on the Roomba.
I saw it was just a poster, but it literally, one of the witches was flying and she was surfing on two Roombas. And I was like, that's hilarious in itself.
On two Roombas?
Yeah, one per foot. Yeah.
Oh my God. That's bringing me back to the future. Kind of, you know what I mean? Or wait, no. Was it Tron? Maybe it was more Tron. But anyway.
Both, definitely. Yes, I'm excited for that movie. I know Bette Midler spoke out and said some questionable things, but oh gosh, you know, I'm still excited for this movie. I'm still very excited. It's going to be so silly.
I'm excited too. And I can't believe there's a few people out there who haven't seen Hocus Pocus, the first one.
Oh, it's like an annual tradition at my house. Oh, yeah. Halloween, like we put it in all the time. Yeah. And we watch the movie. We put it in and then we watch the movie.
For our listening audience, some of them may not know who you are.
So. No one knows who I am.
No, but they should know who you are. So can you give us like a little, who is Hillary? Yes, who is Hillary?
Thank you. I'm a comedy stand-up improv comedy drag queen. And I reside in Toronto, and I'm originally from Kingston. And that's my shtick. I do comedy and improv. And I do a lot of that stuff and produce shows. And I guess my coolest thing these days is that I'm going to be on the next season of Camp Wanakiki.
Camp Wanakiki!
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this. So that's on Out TV. I don't know if it's anywhere else. I think it's just on Out TV.
That's right. It's a show that was originally born on YouTube, and they are officially now going to be on Out TV. So it's going to be like internationally distributed and stuff like that.
I can see the stars right now.
I know. I'm very excited about it. The premise of Camp Wanakiki is essentially you take a bunch of drag queens and you send them to summer camp and you force them to do activities that like 12-year-olds do. And then you slowly force them to take a hike once a week to figure out who is the queen of camp.
Yeah. So it's a bit of an elimination challenge and stuff like that too.
Yeah. It's a lot like the Drag Race format.
Yeah. But it's camp.
Yeah,
and all it's like everything from summer camp to everything camp.
Yeah, and also you never see us out of character, which is something that's very different.
Well, how is that? Because I was hearing that it was a very grueling schedule of recording, so it was like you were in face every single day for what, 9 days in a row or something?
Yeah, it was 11 days in a row, I think. Wow. 11 days in a row, like, you know, we'd probably start shooting around 9 or 10, and you'd go straight until midnight for sure. That was pretty much every day, you know.
How did you do it? Oh my God.
I just got kicked off early. That's how I did it.
All right. So I'll just watch one episode and then stop watching it then.
Yeah. Why else do you think I'm making so many videos? I have my one chance, my one moment.
One moment in time.
Yeah, and then that's it for me. That's it for me, honey. Now, I can't tell you anything about like the results and how things go, but it was definitely fun. And a super cool secret, I don't know if it's a secret, is that, you know, like on Drag Race and stuff, sometimes when they get off the show, they actually leave and they're in sequester and hotel rooms and stuff.
Yeah,
that's not how it works at Camp Wanakiki. We're all like actually sleeping in bunks in like the same room together, literally like at camp. And when you get kicked off the show, you don't leave, you just stay there for the rest of the time, and you just chill. So you're still floating around just watching things and just like get to have a little vacation, but it's also it creates an interesting dynamic, that's for sure.
Yeah. Is there like any kind of like games within games with the with like the eliminated ones? They're like
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's where it gets like a little heady and people start having meltdowns behind the scenes. And the behind the scenes drama that you'll never know.
I'm like, there needs to be a Camp Wanakiki Untucked or something like that.
I know. Well, luckily, in the third season, they created the Rec Room, which is kind of our version of Untucked. So essentially what they did is we have this one room where the talent show happens, where we present our looks for the day or whatever the theme is. And then right beside it, they have it just kind of set up like a bunch of couches and they just film us talking as we come into the room after we are, you know, whatever happens. So you get a little bit more of our characters definitely come down a little bit because, I mean, as soon as we enter into the room, they hand us giant legs of water, of alcohol. So, oh. You know, the giant Hamburger Mary's legs with alcohol?
Yeah. Yes, those like 2 foot long sort of thing.
Oh, yes. I have her somewhere. She's my little leg.
Because it's sponsored by Hamburger Mary's. And yeah. If anyone's heard of Hamburger Mary's, it's only in the States. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many restaurants they have, but it's known for like drag shows.
Yeah, that's their idea, I think, is drag shows and hamburgers.
Hamburger Mary. It's just hamburgers.
And it's pretty good. I got to have some hamburgers. It's a good place, and they put on drag shows, and they kind of keep it chill. And the two primary hosts of the show, the Sugar Baker twins,
yeah,
they are the owners of Hamburger Mary's, the current owners. So, yeah.
I didn't know that. See, I don't know right? a whole lot. I don't know a whole lot about Camp Wanakiki. I will fully admit that. But let's
I mean, Camp Wanakiki, it's still kind of, I think, in its infancy in terms of like...
The fourth or the third season?
This is the fourth. And the third season was a little bit of a weird season in that it happened during COVID and the pandemic. And then it got double kind of hit by the fact that they had a little bit of a scandal on that season.
Yes, because when you watch, because you can watch past episodes, so you can get all caught up on Camp Wanakiki by going to your OutTV subscriptions and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, they start every episode with a little disclaimer.
Yeah, one of the contestants, unfortunately, perhaps was involved in something not appropriate. So, it really sucks when, Camp Wanakiki is a much smaller production than Drag Race. And so like when you're like David fighting Goliath and then you get kicked in the face anyway. And Camp Wanakiki is definitely a show that's all about trying to promote happiness and love. So like, oh, that sucked. That sucked. So hopefully this year revitalizes the whole thing too, especially being on OutTV.
Yeah, OutTV is national, if not international. It's going to be great.
International. It's international. And I'm the first. And also, can we talk? I mean, more people need to. We're Canadian, right?
Yeah.
We're Canadian.
The Canadian flag fan. Okay.
And I don't know if you've. Yes. Oh, you've got your fan out there, well, too.
I got my Shade fan.
Yeah, Shade. Oh, you're shading me. I'm just being passive aggressive, like a good Canadian. But like Canadians, we tend to like, you know, not necessarily prop up our own. We have that kind of lobster bucket mentality of like, oh, you think you're so special, don't you? So, definitely I do have to kind of self-promote a lot and say, hey, guess what? I'm the first Canadian on Camp Wanakiki. That's amazing. Represent.
She was flown into the amazing state of Wisconsin.
I mean, what's more depressing about that statement is I flew myself into the amazing state, the mildly okay state of Wisconsin. Yeah.
Mildly okay state.
Mildly at best. No, I love you people of Wisconsin, but honestly, there's a lot of Trump flags still hanging around. Not my fave, but... People are lovely there. Lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. Lovely. Just don't go into town at night.
Well, the town's not the thing, you know, and there's just a lot of opinions that you don't expect when you go local. Also, we filmed during almost a year ago in September. And so COVID was starting to wane, right? But in Canada and Toronto, where I'm at, we still were like masking hardcore, like hazmat suits walking down the street, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I went to Wisconsin. No one, like, it was no masks. No, it was like total culture shock. Yeah. So,
and probably half of them didn't even have like their second dose of a vaccine or anything. Like,
Oh yeah. People were just going around and saying, oh yeah, COVID doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's done. Like, sure. Samantha, whatever. Strangest thing.
So tell us a bit more, because we're leading up. So it was filmed in September. It's mm-hmm. going to be released on OutTV in September?
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be sometime in September. I don't have an exact date.
We will insert the date and or hamburger here.
Yeah, most likely it will be a hamburger.
So I'm making reference to one of your videos, because as part of your promo, like, you know, building up the audience, you're like, okay, fans, better watch me on Camp Wanakiki. Uh-huh. So you have a whole bunch of videos that I'm sure you have a few more that are going to be coming out there too.
That's right.
So I'm just sharing your YouTube channel here. Hillary Yas.
What is this, pornography? Oh my gosh, Tiffany. Ooh, no, don't take it away. I'm quite enjoying it. Mm. Okay, sorry, go ahead.
there's Camp Spectations. Is this just you? This is just you doing Camp Spectations, or?
You know, sadly enough, yes. I tell myself it's not, but that's just because I have split personalities. You know, no, it totally is me. I'm a self-produced lady. So Camp Spectations is a show that I just talk about my experience on Camp Wanakiki. Not a lot of queens from Camp Wanakiki really have done too much of that. And I thought it would be just a really great opportunity to do that and chronicle my experience. And also, like, share with potentially the growing fan base of Camp Wanakiki a little bit of, like, inside tea that you don't get, you know, because Camp Wanakiki is very much like, ha ha ha, we're always in character, but like, we are actual human beings as well. And I just want to share a little bit more of that humanity into the world. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. No, I'm loving that. I'm like, oh gosh, she's written and produced this and published it all herself. Just 114 views thus far. We need to get more views on that. Subscribers.
Not, you know, it's not doing too bad considering my YouTube page is, you know, mostly dead. I don't think I was talking with this friend of mine who lives in Boston, because I went to Boston the other week to do our premiere party for Camp Wanakiki. And then randomly I chatted with Dr. Jake, the gay doctor on YouTube, and we kind of were like, oh, you live in Boston? I live in Boston. I'm going to go to Boston. And we were like, let's do a YouTube video. And he was saying, yeah, are you trying to restart your YouTube page? I kind of see you're doing that. I'm like, I don't think my YouTube page has ever been alive, frankly, but I do have a really great assortment of stuff on there, and some of it is like award-winning. Like, I've and let that be a lesson to you, kids. If you win an award, that does not mean success. It just doesn't. I don't know. Oh, damn it! God damn it! Where'd you go?
With the cable, didn't you? You fidgeted with the cable again.
Yes, back?
Queen.
She's back.
Back.
Oh, where was
back
I?
Back again. You're talking to Jake the doctor.
Well, anyway, it's like, if success does not mean success just because you win an award, you definitely, I think success starts at taking your shirt off on Instagram. And no one wants to see me take my shirt off, honestly. So I don't know. I'm done.
I'm done too. I oh my god. Anyway, I'm like, let's not talk the truth today. Let's just
Oh, no truth. No truth at all. No truth.
We won't talk about, you know, a video with a friend of mine, like, shirtless in it gets, like, you know, 10 million more hits than my tomato growing challenge video.
I know, and growing tomatoes is awfully hard, I bet.
I know. So difficult. So, subscribe to Hillary's YouTube channel, because you can hit subscribe, you know, and then you can be notified of when new episodes of Camp Spectations comes out.
That's it. Camp Spectations, and then different collabs and things like that will be on the channel. And I'm going to try and grow it. And I want that YouTube just to be a place where they can come and see more Hillary content if they learn to like me on Camp Wanakiki. And suddenly we get to the last episode or the episode that I get kicked off. And you still want to pay attention to me, that's a good place to do it. You know what I mean? So why not? Why not?
Why not? Where else can they find you? Because I think you, yeah. there's a few different places they can find you.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, Toronto. I mean, my website, hillaryass.com, I've got my performance schedule. So we're running a couple shows monthly in Toronto, like The Drag on the Esplanade. Or we're starting a new bingo show, which is kind of exciting, at CC's Bar and Grill. Woo! We'll see if it works. no offense, CC, but I know I really think it's going to be good. So check that out. And Yass and Vile, we do an improv play at Comedy Bar every month. So things like that. And then for Kingstonians.
Yes.
Kingstonians, local Kingstonians, the local Kingston Fringe Festival. I appeared last year in Crofatica. Somebody unfortunately dropped out of the festival this year. And guess what? I'm coming back. I was asked to come back frantically by Rosemary Doyle saying, please, do you have a show? We need a show. And I was like, I'll figure something out. So I am presenting Hillary Ass Part-Time Everything, which is... it's my comedy album. I'm putting all my comedy together. So all my stand-up and parodies, and it's going to be really funny. So check me out. First 2 weeks of August, Grand Theater. Ooh, you're going to laugh.
Oh, you're going to be at the Grand. You're going to be at the Grand.
Yeah, I mean, in a room at the Grand. Some sort of, I don't know, broom closet or something. But
like the Baby Grand upstairs and the Black Box Theater, maybe?
Right? I mean, I don't even think it's going to be that nice, but...
He'll be in the broom closet.
You know, as long as it doesn't smell too bad of chloroform, we'll be okay, right?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, not chloroform. You know, cleaning supplies. Oh, let's not go there. Let's not go there. I thought we were trying to not talk about Bette Midler. Like...
And suddenly season 4 of
Camp Wanakiki is canceled?
Has another disclaimer. Chloroform.
I mean, I hope not. Oh, my God.
I'm teasing. I can't wait. So for the first couple of weeks of August, that's awesome. So yeah. I'll be able to see you again because I loved coming out to Crofatica. That was fun.
Yeah. I'm so excited to come and spend a couple of weeks and work on the show and get to come back to Kingston again for a couple days.
We'll have to have you come back to Sweet Bee Studios and we'll have to do facials again.
We'll do a facial and I don't know. If you have a drag show, let me know. Maybe I'll stop by. Oh, she's stingy with the bookings, isn't she, folks? She's stingy.
You're just going to come in with like sunglasses at night and be like, no signatures, no flash photography.
Hey, see, I was talking about this lobster bucket mentality in Canada. My goodness. Oh, I'm just so famous. I'm too famous for y'all now. Hey, I'm taking time to talk to you. Come on.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you. And again, apologies for being late for my own recording here.
Well, we didn't have to tell the audience about that. I was not going to insult you live on air, but you can go right ahead and insult yourself, should you like. My goodness.
I am going to be full disclosure.
Oh.
Full disclosure. Thank you. See, she's still humble, even though she's become this huge star in the States.
Oh, I've become this huge Z-list star. It's just the tippity top of the alphabet, really. Yeah.
So, Hillary, before we go, any last thoughts or something like that? Like, do we need to follow you on Instagram? Definitely on the YouTubes.
Absolutely. Follow me on my Instagram at Hillary Yass. That's HillaryYaas. I spell Yass kind of like a Swedish or German last name, like Yass. Yass, you know, so it sounds plausible. And Hillary with two L's. That's important, you know, because I don't know. I think I came up with the name Hillary kind of around the time of Hillary Clinton.
Oh, you know, yes.
Hillary. And I think I was thinking about like doing like Hillary Us or Hillary and like Hillary US. Like, but that was just not going to happen. And then she lost anyway. So what a disappointment, that one.
She lost, but she won, though. With all
she
the,
won our hearts.
With all those memes of her with her BlackBerry, right? She won.
And honestly, if you search Hillary Yass on Google, the only two people you get are me and Hillary Clinton. So I can't escape that one, you know.
There we go.
So follow me. Check out my website. I'm bookable. I still love Kingston. You know, I swam out from the waters like a little tadpole that I am in the Kingston waters, you know. They're still relatively clean, right? Tiffany hasn't been bathing in them, so they're probably clean.
Oh, ba-dum-bum-bum. Ba-dum-bum-bum. All right, well, Hillary, thank you so much for being on Breakfast with Tiffany today with me.
Oh, I love the breakfast. It's a little late, but the eggs are wonderful. Honestly, just the best thing that I've ever had.
Thank you, babe.
Bye, Tiffany. Bye, everybody. Mwah.
Well, just tuning in again for that pre-recording with Hillary. Yeah, so yes, it was so cute because here I was. I scheduled the time for us to both, you know, when we're both available, because she's got a busy schedule now. And of course, she's messaging me. She's like, weren't we supposed to meet like half an hour ago? You're listening to Breakfast with Tiffany with me, Miss Tiffany Morgan, drag queen gardener extraordinaire here in Kingston. And I had a guest, Hillary Yass, on the program here, who's going to be on Camp Wanakiki. Tune in this fall on Out TV for that. The first Canadian on Camp Wanakiki. And and she's coming to Kingston for the Kingston Fringe Festival. So that's beginning in August. Looking forward to that. Yay! All right, sweeties. So before we end the program, I'm just going to go over some of the upcoming drag shows and stuff like that. So go to dragshow.ca. That's dragshow.ca for all your drag show events going on in Kingston and the area, too, because it's also Thousand Islands Pride this weekend. If you're in Kingston Saturday night, there's 80s Night with Peaches at Monty's for the Beers for Queers night. Thank you so much for tuning in with Breakfast with Tiffany. I give you my love. Mwah! You stay safe now.